Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right now, just going down the road into Kenmore, where on military in Kenmore, today and tomorrow, and for, well, the foreseeable future, new dispensaries and a growers showcase taking place, getting more adult use cannabis out to the public, really out from farmers' hands and into the hands of customers. Here to talk about it is Aaron Van Camp. He's the owner of Dank 716 that's down on Main Street in Buffalo. Aaron, thanks for being with us this morning. Okay, so we have a growers showcase starting really in just about a half hour from right now, running today and tomorrow all day on Military Road in Kenmore. How does this, what exactly is this growers showcase? How does it differ from a dispensary such as yours?
Very few differences in all actuality, slightly limited products, but for the most part, you're going to have everything that you'd have in a normal dispensary and a dispensary feel. I also want to make a correction. You might have misinterpreted the flyer. This will be running from now up until January 1st. December 31st is the cutoff for these as of right now. So it'll be open basically like the same hours and the same way as our dispensary. They're closed Sunday based on regulations there, but it'll be basically the same thing. It'll be like a mini dispensary right there sitting for you in Kenmore, New York.
Okay, so this is every single day?
Yep, except Sunday. We're taking Sunday off there, just inventory and some state regulations-wise for these. They don't want them running every day, but we'll be there from now until January 1st. Possibly, we've heard talk of extension beyond January 1st based on what's going on with the legal situation in OCM and people like the dispensaries being held up because they still have products. The cultivators are still rolling, so they need things getting rid of. But as of right now, we'll definitely be there till January 1st and possibly beyond based on regulations.
Now, what's the idea behind this? I see there's a lot of growers associated with this, a lot of different farmers. Is this the same as in a dispensary where there's a lot of different farmers supplying each store? Or is it unique where there's a lot of different farmers here at this grower showcase?
There's two different unique aspects to it. The first aspect is we're required to have three growers and one processor for each of these, but one of the growers has to be somebody who's not on our shelves. So it's really helping bring people to market. Like a lot of people that were involved in this aren't familiar with the marketing and like shelf space battles and things that go on in this market. So they weren't, well, they're equipped to produce marijuana. They weren't equipped to get it to market on a wholesale sales level, and it's helping get some of those people out there so we could see that the people who aren't on the shelves now do have quality products. It's also based because they have a lot of excess product. The rollout has been slow based on regulations and lawsuits and things of that matter, so there aren't a lot of stores open, but there are a lot of farmers who were producing good quality product and like that has to be getting rid of so it doesn't get bad or have to be sent to processing to like give them less money than they'd be getting selling it as good quality flower.
How much of a process was it just to get something like this going? I know it was kind of like on and then off and then on again when it comes to having something like this. It's not a brick and mortar dispensary, but still a store open to the public.
The on and off of this was a bit of a problem, and the public's and a lot of people's interpretations of it as a farmer's market where the regulations were written to allow for a lot of pop-up dispensaries. But as far as actually getting it going here, very easy. They already had a space there that was very similar to retail, set up with security because they have a processing center. The town of Tonawanda were just lovely people to work with. Like, they've been over backwards to get this done. And the OCM has been like very good about understanding that people are under a lot of financial pressure to get things moving. And they were basically like very, I don't know what the word is, just very lax in the actual regulations that have to, like, maybe the regular regulations are a little overdoing it. I think this is being set up to try and see if maybe they can find a middle ground between this and the regulations you have to open a dispensary to possibly speed things up as well, which would be a great idea, because the social equity licensing, I believe, is coming out in October. So it would be better to have this really get rolling and try and get things moving.
How popular are you expecting this to be?
We've got a little line forming now, nothing drastic that's going to be hours waits, but we anticipate this to be very good. The guys at Bison Botanics have really been on the forefront of marijuana legalization in New York State and locally. They've been a staple here for long before I was involved, and they've got like a lot of really good group there who are very well liked in the community, so I think this is going to do really well. I wouldn't be deterred from coming out by lines because we've got enough POSs there and like enough staff to get people in and out. But we do anticipate it being very well, much like my dispensary was.
Yeah. You know, on that, and I want to ask about your dispensary in just a moment, but how difficult is it? Are you surprised at the popularity at all? Because you're very limited in what you can do in terms of getting the word out, right? And advertising and things like that.
Yes, The biggest amazement of the popularity was that we've been growing. Like, typically in the state, the stores have been really well at opening and then somewhat leveled off, and still doing really good numbers. We're doing far better numbers than I expected, but the awesome thing is it's growing. So it means we're retaining customers, and people do like what we're doing. They like the level of service. They like the product. So they're coming back, and we're adding people by word of mouth and by you guys. Like the amount of coverage that we've got and like the things that the local media has done for us, we could truly never repay. It's just amazing, the coverage, and like not only that, the reception that we get in the media. Like, we definitely lead the league in likes on Instagram posts from Buffalo News and other subjects. Like, it's just been very warm and very welcoming from the community, and like it's just a good thing to have it like that.
And so, Dank, how's the business going down on Main Street in Buffalo? You kind of made mention of it there, but just everything involved. How have the crowds been, the demand for it, and then on your side, have you been able to keep up and keep the shelves stocked?
It's been amazing. We've definitely been able to keep the shelves stocked. The vendors have been wonderful about getting stuff out there for us and refilling. Our staff's been great. Everything's been better than expected. Like, I was very scared about the opening. Things went amazing. And it's just amazing that we're doing better numbers than the opening still, that it's still growing. It's something that I never really expected. Like, we're basically probably doing 2 to 3 times what I anticipated us doing per day. It's just been gone very well. We paid our taxes to the city on the first, or to the county on the first, which was very good to see the amount of money and the revenue that it's generating for them. But we're just very happy about everything.
Got to be happy you got him when you did, too, right? I mean, there's another moratorium out there right now.
I'm amazingly lucky, blessed that we were there before August 7th. We feel horrible for a lot of our friends and a lot of people that we were really fighting to help get open. Truly sad story, and we're hoping that within the next couple of weeks something's done for them to like make things right, or at the very least, like we're hoping that they're getting some sort of priority in the next licensing. So a lot of people lost a lot of money and close to everything. The things that were happening with the growers are looking like very similar with the other retailers now, as people had hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars invested in stores that were very close to opening, and now their license has just been pulled, and they're basically like, some people are out of luck on their life savings. Which is tragic, but we feel incredibly blessed that we're here. We're still scared of pending lawsuits coming. Like, we never saw the lawsuits that they have now coming, so we don't know if there's more, but we're hoping that we're going to be able to stay open and that people can always get along and try and get this thing rolling for the good of everyone.
Yeah, geez, got to always be preparing for that. Hey, this is off topic just a little bit. Not really, but kind of federally. The Department of Health and Human Services recommending that the DEA remove marijuana from Schedule 1. And what we've been told is that this could be a big help for people who are in the marijuana business when it comes to taxes. That, you know, right now they're not really able to write anything off because of the industry that you're in, and that could change if these rules change. How closely have you been paying attention to that, if at all?
Extremely closely. I'm very up on all sorts of political things with this. It has a very good side, as in tax law 280E. It makes it so we can't write off anything at all. My employees aren't written off. My rent isn't written off. Basically, nothing here is written off at all whatsoever. So they're getting 38% tax rate off me, like on the federal income. So it's like, if you look at my markup, it's not what anyone thinks it is, because 38% is going directly to them. That would be eliminated, and I'd be able to write things off. It would be great. The downside to that, that a lot of people aren't talking about, is it'll basically be treated more like a pharmaceutical drug at that point, and there's a very good chance I would have to get some sort of like federal regulation or federal backing to operate at this point. That hasn't been discussed as much as the tax breaks, like, which the tax breaks would work out probably really good for some larger businesses, but me myself, I'm not sure if the federal government wants to give me a license to sell marijuana the same way the state of New York does. So it could be something bad for the small mom and pop stores if that does go through.
Oh, geez. So you think you're getting, No.
There's just two sides out everything with it.
Yeah.
And they want, they're enjoying the publicity of trying to get that out, because for whatever reason, we know it's an election year and they're going back and forth. So they're trying to get that kicked through, but they're not telling you that it could eliminate people like me from this, because I will have to go and basically get federal regulation. Me as a felon, I don't know how that would work for me if the federal government really wants me owning a cannabis store the same way the state of New York does. That would be another interesting subject. Just to be, I'm not completely worried. Like, we'll see. We're doing fine right now, and like, it's not. We're doing better right now than I ever expected. So I wouldn't. And it's been a wonderful experience as far as just learning and seeing what's going on with things.
Yeah.
But you never know what's in store with this.
It is very interesting to kind of think about. Hey, one more time before we let you go, this Growers Showcase, it's going on Military in Kenmore. When and where, and how long can people go and check this out?
It's right at Bison Botanics on Military Road. It's the old Tetzo Brothers. A lot of people know about it, next to the Salvation Army, very close to Kenmore Ave. We'll be there from 10 to 7 every day except Sunday. It's got a full line of products, vapes, vape cartridges, disposables, gummies, tinctures, all sorts of flower from wonderful growers that are, we've got a really good batch of people as far as the farmers go with this one. And just, we'll be there. Our staff will be there. Everybody loves the dang staff. They'll be there educating. Bison Botanics will be as well. And the growers will be stopping through, and all sorts of different people from the local pot community. And that's about it. I appreciate you guys.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.